very happy to have with me this afternoon, Simon Boxall. Simon, good afternoon.
It's good to be here, and thank you for all the work that you're doing at the Compass to get the word out. I see you
absolutely
really pushing hard, and appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, we you know, I think it's a big team effort between all the different media organisations. We're all after doing the same thing, and hey, it's all about a lot of it is, and it's been gratifying to see. And we were talking about this just before we came on air this afternoon. Hasn't it been gratifying to see that people have been getting prepared?
Yeah, it's been amazing. People are listening. You see the people, obviously, in the hardware stores, the supermarkets, people, you know, signing up for the NENS, our alert system.
Yes.
And just generally, it really is a sense that, you know, people are, you know, they're going out, they're getting the sand for the sandbags. People are taking it seriously, which is definitely the right thing
to do.
Well,
it's a good thing, right? Yeah. I mean, the one thing I hope we don't see is what we had a little bit with our last storm with Grace. Whereas, you know, just because it was kind of a bit of a lull, people decided to go out in their cars for a drive around to go and have a look.
there's always this sort of balance. I mean, we're hearing information about things like barrel weakening in the face of vertical wind shear.
Yes.
You know, that it's a fairly compact system, that it's, you know, traveling, you know, quite far south. What we have been seeing, though, Mark, is in the last three successive updates that progressively that track has moved steadily a little bit further north, a little bit closer to the Cayman Islands. Mm. You know, at the last meeting we had with the National Hazard Management Council and the executive meetings, they were looking at around 40 miles away.
Yes.
And as I said, it's a very compact system, and one would typically expect the hurricane force winds to impact you from that kind of distance away. Obviously, that's well inside the tropical storm force winds,
yes,
which we expect. But it really doesn't take very much for it to sort of jog slightly further north. And, you know, they're stating on the National Hurricane Center now that, you know, the weakening is not possibly going to be quite as much as we anticipated, that it may be at or near major hurricane strength as it approaches the Cayman Islands. Or passes hopefully to the south, but it's saying on or near the Cayman Islands now, and you know that could make a very different situation for people.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, we have to be realistic that, you know, in all intensive purposes, even if it is 40 or 41 miles away, as they were saying on the update about 1 o'clock this afternoon, that's still not very far away when you come to feel the impact of these winds and the weather that's involved with a major hurricane.
Correct. And the, you know, the last sort of update, we were looking maybe at 70 mile an hour, you know, 60 to 70 mile an hour sustained winds. Obviously, you can get much higher gusts. So, you know, up around 80, 90. But there's also the other threats to contend with, you know, associated with hurricane. You know, 3 to 5 foot storm surge has been suggested. You know, we've had quite a lot of rain recently.
The ground saturated,
yeah,
it's
ground
isn't
saturated.
It?
Yeah. So maybe 2 inches or more on, you know, up to 10 inches on Thursday on an extreme, depending on, you know, exactly how the bands pass us. But the waves, you know, 10 to 15 foot waves, albeit at the moment we're looking at them coming mostly, you know, affecting the south coast. And obviously the water depth has a very big impact on what that actually means to you on the shore. You know, if you have shallow water, that's gonna break the force of that
wave. And it slows things down a bit, doesn't
it?
It
slows
it
down. So, I mean, we're not at the moment anticipating sort of breaches of the coastline in many areas, but we are advising that there are flood warnings out there, that there is dangers of very large seas. There's a marine warning. Obviously, people shouldn't be.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Now, if people obviously do have boats still in the water, it's probably time to make sure they're out the water.
Yeah,
if
that's
you
one
can.
Way we lost somebody in Hurricane Ivan. You know, going to check on their boat. People, it's a valuable investment for people, and they're concerned about it. But you know, the best thing you can do is get it out of the water. You know, if it's a boat that has a trailer, you know, that makes it easier. But, you know, if you're looking at the hydraulic lift, you know, you may be waiting. You've got to try to move on this as quick as you can. The other options for some people is go into the North Sound. You know, if your boat has got a draft of less than about 12 feet, you can anchor it, you know, in a way that has a lot of scope. You know, putting it on a canal is in a canal, it can be an issue. Some people park it right in the middle with kind of like a spider web of ropes going out across both sides of the canal. But
then that blocks the path, I suppose, for other people that want to get to their moorings.
And boats sometimes break away, and they may just end up. So, you know, people leaving it on the dock, it's a problem, because you can, just as you can have a storm surge, the water can drop down. So if you leave it too tight, the side of the boat can then be kind of leaning over,
right.
Water fill in it. Then as it rises back, the water covers the batteries.
So I think it's essentially the best advice is if you have a trailer, get your boat out of the water. Out.
But yeah, we're just announcing right now the opening of shelters as of tomorrow morning, a number of shelters. And so
could you run through that across the different areas, different districts across Ireland? Could you run through where the shelters are if people, you know, need that reassurance and they know that they're, you know, 5 minutes away from a shelter or something? Just tell us where they're all going to be.
Thank you. So, Mark, right now we've got an emergency medical center. So those people in West Bay Primary School, that is, some people know it as John A. Cumber. You know, if you've got medical conditions, we've got doctors, nurses, mental health professionals in these emergency medical centers. Obviously, ambulances don't run. So these are the appropriate place to go if you're concerned about your health. John Gray High School, this is also the gym. It's also pet friendly. You know, you need to go on our website, figure out what you need to bring. In both cases, the Red Cross building, normally the first one to open, Holder Avenue, that's going to open. Bodentown Primary, that's another emergency medical center. Some people, we know it now as the Theoline McCoy. Clifton Hunter High School, a pet-friendly shelter. Again, it's an emergency medical center. That's North Side. And the East End Civic Center, also known as the William Allen Civic Center. Now, this list, I must add, is not necessarily finalized. We're going to reassess the threat level early tomorrow morning.
As we go through. So this is the preliminary shelter and emergency medical treatment list. Obviously, I'm sure you can find this at KMAN Prepared as well.
It's probably going to go up any minute now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's up yet. It's just...
Let me have a quick look, see if it's up there. Yeah,
we broke the news first here on the KMAN Compass media sites. But yeah, definitely, you know, for those people living, particularly in single-story dwellings along the south coast, who might be concerned, some of the older structures that maybe weren't built to code, you know, and people just who are kind of averse to risk. You know, we're not expecting a huge 10, 12-foot surge at this point like we saw in Hurricane Ivan. But still with the possibility of 10 to 15-foot waves. Again, just letting people know that's not really what we expect on the shore necessarily. Those sorts of waves are deep water waves. So while in some areas like Pedro, you have deep water offshore, very big waves can come. Normally, the wave heights are limited by
where, the water. From the information that we know so far, what would we say here on Ireland, what areas of Ireland, coastal-wise, do you feel would be at the greatest risk at the moment?
Well, that's a great question. So the south coast, primarily, the storms, hurricanes passing at this time on that side, we believe. So somewhere that doesn't really have, you know, the reef break.
Right.
Like, you know, Mariner's Cove doesn't exist anymore, but Ocean Club, that might be a bit more vulnerable if you're in a low-lying area. Sometimes... And we're not expecting waves come directly out of the south. But when the wind blows the water ashore, that's when you can get the surge. So it does add a little bit of water depth. But possibility we could see Little Pedro Point, the breach there in the gully. It's not a certain thing, but when that occurs, the water crosses the island from Pedro, goes all the way into North Sound. It can rush through that salt water. You don't want to get your car in that if you can avoid it.
Yes.
So that's to be seen. But we're not really anticipating huge battering waves on the west side, for instance, or on the north coast as much.
So the storm surge is going to be fair, but not really too devastating from what we can tell so
far. It's a relatively small and compact system, but it's the weather. Things are subject to change.
You never know what's going
to
happen, yeah.
So, right, if you're right in that eye wall, you know, if it ends up changing course overnight, we wake up and it's coming, you know, right close to Cayman, then some of this is going to change. But we're really, it doesn't look like it's going to be, even in the worst case, at the moment we're saying 5 to 6 feet at the most on surge.
Right. And with regard to people being where they need to be, it's an adage that I've seen a lot of the different forecasts talk about over the last, 24 hours especially. That time to be where you need to be, whether it be, you know, battening down the hatches at home and making sure everything is safe and secure and time not to go outside, or whether you want to go and locate at a shelter. I would suggest that from what I've seen so far, and you may be able to corroborate this, probably by late tomorrow evening, it's time to make sure you're where you need to be.
I would even put it a little earlier. I mean, we're not really expecting the onset of tropical storm force winds before, 11, 12 midnight tomorrow, but it's possible it could come in as early as 7 p.m. That's
okay.
So I think that you will have to make, maybe some people are going to be making that assessment tomorrow, but I think you should be safely in wherever you plan to shelter by 7 p.m., wherever you put your vehicle to make sure it's up and elevated.
Yes.
Back to your refuge.
Sandbag the door and all that kind of stuff.
Down. If you've got the, silicone sealant around your door and everything, I think you really need to... And I would recommend
people. you need to be at your place of shelter probably by 6 p.m. tomorrow evening.
I think that's right, Mark.
Okay,
but there's still a little bit of time. We were fortunate to have the weekend to plan. We've been watching it for several days, but if you need to get a little bit of cash out, if you can, if you can get a cooler, fill it with ice, start cranking your fridge and freezer down to the lowest setting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And start making more ice. If you've got space in your freezer, just fill up little plastic bags half full. Just pack your freezer, because this could be, if the water goes off, to protect it at around 7 o'clock tomorrow, say, for example, we have to look at the possibility that the water and electric's not going to be here. So if we say 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow, no water coming out the tap, you have to have that water supply. You have to be in a safe refuge.
All right, Simon, thank you so much for being in with us always. I'm sure you join us in wishing everyone to stay safe, stay dry, do the right thing, listen to advice from official channels. One of the worst things that you can do is believe everything that you see on social media, because sadly we live in a day and age where people do publish things which are not true and not correct. So please make sure you follow Hazard Management, Cayman Prepared obviously as well. You can
National
search
Weather
that
Service.
Online National Weather Service.
And you guys have been doing an amazing job. I just wanted to thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
A big shout out to you, because I really do, we do appreciate so much the partnership, the effort you make in getting the word out. We can't do it without you.
And we're proud and privileged to be part of our relationship that we have with Hazard Management as well. We love being part of it, and we always try and, relate truthful and official information rather than be speculatory, because that never does anyone any good.
Yeah, and I think you're doing that. And I just hope everybody out there takes it seriously, that they stay safe, be open to the possibility that, it could be worse than that what we're possibly anticipating right now.
Yeah.
As I said, things can change.
All right.
So thank you, Mark.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. I'll try and catch up with you in coming days as well. For now, Simon Boxall from Hazard Management giving us the lowdown this afternoon. Thank you, Simon.